Well, it's Wednesday and it's time for Main Street Book Club, and we have Charles Montgomery. He's a professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University, as well as the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website at www.ktlit.com. He joins us here in the studio. Hello, Charles.
Hello.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about something a little different from what we normally do. We're going to talk about a book written by a Korean-American. But one of the interesting things about it is it's being written in Korean, and we'll talk about that, or has been written in Korean, not English. And the author's name, as you said, is Lee Chae-young, a Korean-American and lawyer, and now, just now, an author. And I don't think I'll spoil the book.
Okay.
I'll just ask Lee Chae-young, why don't you explain what this is all about? Tell us, let's start by who you are.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me here today. It's a really pleasure to meet you all.
It's great to have you here.
My Korean name is Lee Chae-young. My English name is Selena Lee. And I'm actually a lawyer from New York. I have a talk show for Korean-American broadcast and television.
Really?
And I recently wrote a book, so I'm here to tell you all about that.
Right. Well, we also have Joanne joining us here as well.
Hi.
Hi, Joanne.
Name's Joanne. I'm Charles's intern and a graduate student at Yonsei. It's great to be here.
Right. So we have a packed studio today. We have three guests joining us here. So, of course, you know, it's Main Street Book Club, so it's time to talk about the book that author as well as lawyer Lee Chae-young has written. So can you tell us the title of the book and what it means?
The title of the book is called 꿈을 이뤄드립니다 in Korean, and I think the best English translation, although I couldn't do a literal translation, is Live Your Dream. The book is a profile of nine different successful Korean Americans from diverse industries, and I met each and every one many, many times, and basically I write about their life and their story of success and how they came to where they are now professionally and personally. And I share in detail what I learned from each and every one. So one interesting thing about it is that I intentionally picked nine different professions so that the reader will be able to experience diverse industries and to learn about different professions. So some of the people, let me just tell you who's in the book. I think that would be something that the readers would want to know.
Right.
Assistant Secretary for Health, Howard Ko, is the very famous Ko family. His brother is Harold Ko, is a Yale Law School dean and also a legal advisor for the Obama administration. So I write about their family. Virginia Tech Professor Dennis Hong, who's a robo scientist and also the creator of the Car for the Blind. He's a very well-known scientist in the world. Washington State Senator Paul Shin, and he grew up as an orphan in Korea, adopted to the U.S. at the age of 19, so I write about his story. Also, Chairman CEO of UBS Asia, Chiwon Yoon, he's considered as one of the most successful finance professional. And I write about how he became a CEO of a major bank, and first as a Korean American, former director for Asian Affairs at the White House, and Georgetown professor Victor Chow. Also, we also have a chef named Hoon Yi Kim, who's a chef of the first Michelin-starred Korean restaurant called Danji in New York. It's a very fun story. He quit being a doctor to become a chef.
Really?
Yeah. Well, almost a doctor. He was in his last semester in med school. Also, artist Won Soo Kim. I write about her theme of the profile is about happiness. Also, real estate developer Margaret Lee. She's very interesting because her husband is also a very famous artist named Kang Ik-jung, and write about how they both as a couple succeeded in each of their profession. Last but not least is that judge of New York City Criminal Court, Alex Jung. He is a disabled person from shoulder to all the way down to your feet, so he's unable to move, but I write about how he overcame his disability to become a judge. So so you can see how there are very different life stories and very different professions. So
Very inspiring.
So that's basically the idea was to introduce the reader that there are many different life stories, there's different path to success, and I hope that as I was, the readers will be inspired to pursue their dreams by reading this book.
Right. Well, you know, listen listening to some of the people that you mentioned there, some of them, they sound like they're quite heavy hitters, like Chi Won Yoon, the chairman and CEO of UBS Asia, U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health, Howard Koh from the very famous Koh family. Can you tell us a little bit more about them and what their story is like?
Yeah, definitely. Chi Won Yoon, he actually started his career as an engineer. And then he, I read about there's an incident of how he changed his profession. And at the time, there was almost no Koreans on Wall Street. So,
right.
He had to be the first in everything that he ever did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stayed in the industry for 20, I think, some years. And then he became the first Korean to become a CEO of a major global bank. So
right.
I write about his story to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Koh family was also very interesting. You know, he works for the government, so even trying to get an interview with them was a very, very, very difficult process.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it took many, many, many emails and persuasion and convincing and persistence and not giving up to actually get this interview. And there's a little behind story about that, too.
Really?
And I actually met his mother, too. When I interviewed all of these people, not only did I meet each and every of them many, many times, but I also met everybody else who was very important to them. So for Howard Koh, for example, his mother is very famous for having raised all of her children very successfully.
Mm-hmm.
So I met the mother to tell the story of how she raised all of her children. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you can tease us like that, if you're allowed. You said that for Koh, there was a little bit of a behind story. if you can tell that story on radio, what was that story?
Sure. It was, as you can imagine, trying to get an interview with these people or even pay attention to me was a very, very difficult task. Because, you know, they would even reject interviews from, like, CNN, for example, because they're so busy.
Busy.
Had to convince them why giving me their time and joining my vision and being interviewed for this book was a worthwhile task for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I emailed Harco, of course, didn't hear back. I didn't expect to hear back. So what happened was I met him at an event in New York where he was there with his mother, and I was volunteering for a charity event, and then I met the mother,
mm-hmm.
and then the mother introduced me to the son.
Mm.
But even then.
It took
about 50 emails or so with
50 emails.
Yeah, with the government to get security clearance, and
wow.
So it was so when the interview was approved, I thought that was an accomplishment.
Yeah.
So even before the book
came
out.
Right. I would agree with you there.
It was really fun though. Yeah.
Wow.
Was that the toughest one? I hope.
There were some other tough ones too. Every one of the interview, even just getting the interview part was a challenge in itself. So.
Mm. Right. So can you tell us, I mean, you're Korean American, mm-hmm. but you wrote the book in Korean.
Right.
Was that a difficult process for you?
Of course. I was born in California, but I moved to Korea when I was about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I finished my elementary school and then went back to Korea when I was in seventh grade. So it would have been much, much, much easier for me to write this in English.
Right.
But I decided to write in Korean because I thought, well, if I'm writing a story about Korean Americans, I think the Korean people will resonate better if the book is in Korean. So I decided to publish it in Korea. And, of course, in the beginning, I didn't really know how to type in Korean, so that was difficult, too. But,
really?
And, I mean, even then, because most of the interviews were done in English,
right.
Trying to translate, not just literal translation, but the feelings and what my lessons and their wisdoms into a Korean was a very challenging task.
Difficult.
But of course, after many, many tries and not giving up, I was able to publish. I was able to write everything in Korean. So,
wow.
Yeah. So,
that's another accomplishment.
Yeah, because in the beginning, even my parents thought you're going to write this in Korean. one of the mentor for this book project was a really famous writer named Shin Kyung-suk.
Uh-huh.
And she really encouraged me to write this in Korean.
Right. So, 엄마를 부탁해.
엄마를 부탁해. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you have any plans to write it in English or have it, I guess, translated back into English?
I'm definitely working on it. I just finished this book in Korean, so it will take a little bit of time. But at some point, you'll see it in English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds wonderful. Joanne, do you have something to ask our writer here, Yi-Tae-Young?
Yeah, I'm very curious as to how you wrote it and put this work together.
Yeah, what's the process?
So it's first, as I briefly mentioned, trying to get an interview and actually meeting with these people, that was one of the most difficult part of the process. And of course, after I meet with them multiple times, then I would record all of the interviews. I'd listen to it several times so I can absorb all of their lessons and their wisdom. And then I write about their story. But while I'm doing that, I not only just write about them, but what it taught me, what it reflected me back up on my own life, and if it made me think about anything else and what I want to do, or reflect back on my past. I write a lot about that. So I'm actually an active voice in this book.
Right.
So it's not just a biography of these people. It's basically, I follow their journey to the top, their story of their life, and also story of their success, which, by the way, is different for everyone. And I am taking the reader into that cafe that I met them in their mm-hmm. office. Mm-hmm. And then you can see what I've learned from each of them and how I was moved and inspired. And I hope I will do the same for the readers as
right.
well.
Right. So yeah. It's kind of like, it's a very personal story for you too.
Definitely,
because
yeah.
it talks about what you learned and what you felt when you were actually talking to these people who are providing a lot of inspiration.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, in Korean American society, I think Korean Americans are considered, you know, to be one of the more successful, I guess, groups of people in the U.S. And
right.
to have, I don't think I've ever heard of a book that kind of puts together these success stories. So it's a really, I think it's a great idea. And I think it's great that you're actually writing in Korean, because a lot of Korean mothers are very curious about how to educate their children
yeah.
and, you know, how to raise them so that they do become these great, influential, wonderful people when they grow up. And I think it's probably going to be a must read for a lot of mothers out there.
Yeah.
So you talked about all this work you did. There's a ton of process to this. Did you just wake up one morning and say, hey, I should write a book? I mean, what was the seed of this thing?
So I've loved reading books all my life, and I had this dream of one day I wanted to publish a book. I had no idea about what or what the concept. I just knew that it's something that I wanted to do before I die. Like mm-hmm. it's like a bucket list. And one night, I couldn't sleep, go to sleep one night last year, spring, and then I just had this idea about the book. And basically, it came about because I worked in as a lawyer and also as an investment banker. And as I told you before, I have a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a lot of people from different professions. And I was very inspired by them, not because what they achieved was so tremendously success, or it was what they did was something. They used their little bit of a talent or skill. It didn't necessarily have to be the greatest thing. But basically, when they use their talent, and they really wanted to help people, they use their talent to help people, it really inspired me, and
right.
it inspired people around them. So
mm-hmm.
I thought about, well, I think everyone has a talent, so there must be something that I could do. And it took a long time for me to figure that out. And then that night when I couldn't go to sleep, I thought, hey, you know, I'm actually fluent in both English and Korean. I'm bilingual and bicultural. So maybe I can be the person in between the Korean readers and the Korean American successful
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
who probably most likely wouldn't be able to tell their own story because they don't have direct access to the Korean, because
right.
they wouldn't publish a book in Korean, although some of them did.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'll be the bridge between them.
Right.
So that's where the idea came about. So basically, I'm using, this is one of the way I'm hoping that I can share the blessings that I've received in my life and share the wisdom that I've learned from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
In your encounters with all these people and in the process of writing, were there any happy surprises, or was everything a pleasant surprise, or were there some less?
Well, you know, I think in life, if you want to accomplish anything in life, you're gonna, of course, run into struggles and failures, and
yeah.
it's full of challenges. And I've never had to deal with more rejections in my life than when I wrote this book.
Right.
Can you imagine trying to get an interview with 9 successful people was not an easy task.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while before I got very used to being rejected, and I'm actually completely okay with it now. In the
yeah.
beginning, I wasn't so okay with it. So, but then, you know, in the end, so what I've learned was that if you are trying to accomplish anything in life, the fact that you are being rejected, or the fact that you are having failure, the fact that something didn't go the way that you wanted, it means you're actually trying to accomplish something, and that you're trying to do something with your life. Because
right.
if you don't try, if you don't actually go something and go for something, then you're then if you don't try, then you're never going to have failure, right? So, of course, you know, I've been rejected so many times, and there have been some, you know, days when I, you know, wondered, like, gosh, why am I doing this to myself? But in the end, I think because I really believed in the vision of this book and what it was going to do to people, basically help, hopefully help and inspire a lot of the readers, mm-hmm. as the people did to me. So I hope that all my hard work was worth it after all.
Right,
so.
I'm sure it was. Was there a story that was especially moving for you out of the people that you interviewed?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, so who's your favorite person? That's like asking me, who's your favorite child? So I would not answer that. But
oldest son.
But one story that I can tell you is the judge, Alex Jung, he became disabled when he was in law school.
Really?
He got into a car accident. And basically, you cannot, I mean, it's one thing to hear, oh, yeah, someone is disabled and he's unable to move anything from his shoulder to down. It's one thing to hear that and then actually to experience being with that person.
Right.
So I went to a restaurant with them. I saw how limited his physical ability was. And but yet, despite all of that, he was a very, very optimistic person, full of hope, really, really positive, probably more than anybody that I've ever met, and has accomplished so many great things despite his physical disability. Mm-hmm. So I saw him and I thought, hey, you know, I really need to tell this story to the young readers in Korea, because, you know, it's a tough world out there. Job market is tough and everything's really tough. But if he did what he did with his life, I think none of us have an excuse to accomplish what we want to accomplish in our life. So that's one story that I'll leave you with. But, but everyone else has a different path to success.
Right.
So, and I create a theme for someone. So for example, Virginia Tech's Professor Hong is passion.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them is hope, love. So you'll be able to see different themes throughout different stories. So, yeah.
I'm sure, you know, all those stories are very, very inspiring. Mm-hmm. So where can our audience find this book?
So it will start pre-sale either later tonight or tomorrow at any of the major bookstores online, such as YES24, Aladdin, Kyobo, and Interpark. And we're also, the actual books will be out in the bookstore around the 25th or 26th of this month, so in about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're also planning an event around 30th or 31st of this month. It's the location is to be decided yet, but it will be a really, really fun event. It will... join me will be a really famous poet and writer, Lee Byung-yu, famously known for his book, Gulim. And he will be interviewing me about my experience of writing this book. And basically, the reader will be able to ask me any questions. And I'll also be able to tell them, basically, if there was any major running theme, a common theme between all the successful people that I met. And we're also planning to watch a movie, a film related to dreams. So it should be a really fun event. So all of this information will be out at major bookstores online. So please check it out either tonight or tomorrow.
Do, for interested listeners, do you have a website? Is there one place that they can go for this information?
I am going to create one, and I'm going to post it on your website.
So go to www.ktlit.com.
Yeah.
As soon as all the information is up, we will post that.
Yeah, and I'll start Twitter and Facebook, so I'll give you all that information, so everyone should go to website.
We will send it out to our 800 followers.
Great. Well, so the book title is 꿈을 이뤄드립니다.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I hope, you know, our audience can have a chance to go take a look at the book when it does come out. It sounds like a really wonderful book, very inspiring stories about these 9 different Korean Americans who have achieved success in whatever field that they're related to. And so thank you so much for joining us, Charles, Chaeyoung, and Joanne. Thank you so much for joining us for Main Street Book Club. And I look forward to reading your book.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, it's time now for us to listen to a song. Here is Amy Grant with I Will Remember You.